realities with different perspectives and blend them into an invisible oneness with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and with one another. That's the mystery. Only an all-wise God can work that kind of miracle. And the angels give God the glory as they see us walking and working together as one in Christ. So here's what we have. God is the teacher. The universe is the classroom. The angels are the students. The church is the textbook. And the lesson is the wisdom of God in making us one in Christ. I think the challenge is rather obvious. Are we one in Christ? If you can't resolve conflict for your own sake or for the sake of one of your fellow believers, why not at least get it together for the angels' sake? They're watching. Let us pray. Father, we're so respectable looking on the outside, but you know what goes on in our hearts. You know the people that we try to avoid. Oh, they just get on our nerves. But the angels don't rejoice at that kind of response because we fail of the grace of God in celebrating our unity. Help us then to fulfill that challenge that Paul has given us to pursue peace and to do so in the bond of the Spirit, that you might be glorified and that the world might find our message believable. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.